Good morning, everybody. It is Sunday, the 6th of February, 2011. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audioboo audio blog. I want to just take a few minutes to talk about productivity apps. There's been a bit of a conversation going on in our little boo community about what are good, quotes, productivity apps, particularly for the iPad, given that a couple of my friends have got new iPads and are looking for ways to use them. So I thought I'd weigh in and just talk about some of the apps that I use for organising myself. And I'm going to start off actually talking about something I have yet to find an iPad solution for, and that's a to-do list. I've tried an awful lot of to-do list applications. I use Toodledo on the web, so I've tried the Toodledo iPad app, and I've tried To-Do based on the recommendation from Pawari. And every time I try these things, I think I really should be storing my to-do lists electronically. But for me personally, I've found that the only way that I can ever cope with a to-do list is to have it written down on a notebook that I carry around with me, because I never go into to-do apps and I have never found one which will suitably remind me about things that I need to be doing. I know that you can set alerts and you can do all sorts of stuff, but I find it so much easier to have a list of the things I need to do that I can look at easily. And that's what I use a notepad for. So that's not something I do on the iPad. I am a big fan of Evernote, which I know Pawari said she didn't like because you can't export. You can actually export into HTML format from Evernote. So there is an export facility. I just love Evernote because I have it on every single device I own. I've got it on my PC, I've got it on my iPad, I've got it on my iPhone. I know where everything is. It's such a wonderfully free format that I can store whatever notes I need in it. I keep, for example, all my recipes in it, and I have them all tagged. So if I need a chicken dinner that's easy to cook, I can go through that and find that. So a huge, huge fan of Evernote. Not the most pretty app, but really, really functional and useful. I've recently discovered a thing called SpringPad, which is a very similar kind of app, but it's slightly prettier. So if you're after something prettier and you're not committed either way, you might want to check out SpringPad. Both Evernote and SpringPad have web backends, so all your data is automatically synchronized through the website, so you can access it through a web browser as well as on other devices. I really like that kind of stuff now. It's why when I was looking at to-do lists, I wanted to have web access as well. I'm into this whole cloud computing thing. I want my data everywhere, so I can get at it wherever I am. What else was I going to talk about? That was SpringPad and Evernote. Oh, yes, I've recently finally sorted out reminders and actually nagging me to do things. I recently gave up using Outlook on my PC, and I've just switched over to just using Gmail in the web browser and on the iPad and iPhone. And the one thing I missed with moving off Outlook was snoozable reminders. There are certain things that I just need to keep being reminded to do until I actually do them. Simple things like remembering to put the right bin out on the right day. Rather ludicrously, even things like feeding the cats, which I'll quite frequently sit down and go, have I fed the cats today or not? So I've been looking for something with reminders and alerts that will keep reminding me. And there's very little, you know, the calendar functionality in the iPad and iPhone doesn't have snooze facility. What's the matter, David? What's the matter? So I needed to find something with a snooze facility, and I found a thing called Notify Me. It's got both an iPhone and an iPad client. And you basically just put in reminders that you want to have. Again, it's got a web back end, so all your reminders will pop up on all the devices that you use. And the iPad app is quite expensive, I think, but it's really quite sophisticated. You can do quite a lot of stuff with it. And I like the fact that, you know, I can set a recurring event that says every 2 weeks on a Thursday, I need to put my wheelie bin out. And I want to be reminded every 30 minutes until I tick the box that says, yes, I have done it. So that is really helping me to remember to do things. And it's almost better than a to-do list for me, because it just keeps nagging me until I've done it. Anyway, that's my time up. So there's a few things that I use on the iPad for productivity, and I'll talk to you all again soon.